This is Austin Pinto for the Blind Geek Zone. Hello there, Blind Geek Zone. Please note this podcast was recorded in the month of September with Windows 8 Enterprise Build 9200 and JAWS 14 Betas 1 and 2. However, nothing much has changed in that series from then to now. However, I'm going to make a final summarization of the things that have changed between September and the 26th of October. So, till then, listen to the podcast and enjoy. Hello to everyone around the whole world and all listeners. I wish you a warm welcome in this exciting preview on Windows 8 with JAWS. My name is Austin Pinto and this podcast is going to be uploaded on multiple lists. I have not played much with Windows 8 with JAWS, but from what I can see and what I can tell, the picture looks better ahead of us. It's this time of the year when new OS is released, JAWS 14 has come, and I got this idea from Blind Geek Zone, one of the listeners there long time back, emailed on the list that there should be a preview on Windows 8, and I said okay, let's test this out, how it works. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to do a talking now, first one. I have tried to keep the recording quality as professional and as good as possible, but if there are any interruptions or any traffic noises, also, you know, excuse me, because my house is really surrounded in traffic. It's both of my rooms have traffic, unfortunately. So both of the rooms face the highway, so that's a problem here. First of all, as I said, I'm going to do all the talking here. Many people on Facebook, you can connect to me on Facebook, I'm going to give you my contact information at the end. Many people on Facebook and on phone conversations ask me, what are the benefits of Windows 8? The first obvious benefit to Windows 8 is the quick startup. If you want your machine to just boot up in 5 seconds or 8 seconds, which mine does boots up in 7 to 8 seconds with all the apps loaded up at startup, if you want that happening, you can switch over to Windows 8. Next, if you want quick response, I found Windows 8 the most responsive OS than all OSs so far I've used. You run a load of applications and still the OS will respond quickly. So, and by the way, I'm using Intel Atom processor, so that should really make a mark for high-end processors. So it is more responsive than all the OS running. It's also more secure in a way, because it has a built-in security antivirus. Now how reliable it is, that's its own story, but at least it has a base, a base build. I thought of showing you Windows Defender here, which is the built-in antivirus for Windows 8, but I'm currently using another antivirus suite, so I have turned off Windows Defender completely. So I just thought that, you know, putting it on may just interfere with my antivirus settings, so that's out of the way for this one. So it is secure. And if you are working, this is a big advantage, and it may also be a disadvantage. If you are working and you want live news on your desktop start screen, I'll talk to you about start screen later for the non-Windows 8 users. If you want live news, live weather updates and things on your start screen, you can set that. There is a news application, there is a weather application, there is a sports application, so you can set those applications to update automatically. And that's really a big advantage of having Windows 8. You don't need to open any website. You will have the headlines right on your start screen. But this also kind of with JAWS 14, I've really tested this, and it really gets annoying, you know, because if you are on a Microsoft window, Microsoft document window, and you have JAWS 14 running. Now, I don't know if this is an issue with me or if there's an issue with everyone because of my JAWS cursor problem. If I'm reading a document with, say, all enabled, from the middle of nowhere, a sentence will pop up saying that, you know, new style updated, news headline, so and so, and that's kind of really distracting, because, you know, in a work environment, you suddenly get this new style updated, and so and so heading is updated, added, so and so headline is added, weather condition is so and so, and really, this may be an issue with me. I really don't know what others are doing. So these are the benefits of Windows 8, I should say. And Windows 8 is the lightest OS ever I've used. It's light in two ways. You know, if you use Windows 7, and this is about a netbook or a laptop I'm talking about. If you use Windows 7 laptop for about 2 hours or more, you find your system heating up. But my system is on from 5 a.m. today, and now it's what? It's 10:34 a.m. It's almost on for 5.5 hours and continuous on without a break. If I really touch the system, you'll find that I just put it on maybe 15 minutes back. There's no heat. So that can really tell you how light the OS is. Okay then, I am also, now this is to put this in order. This is what I'm going to show you in this podcast. Now, for the non-Windows 8 user, I'm going to show the start screen. This is also for the Windows 8 user, because JAWS does behave different than the other screen reader in the start screen. And I'm going to show you what. Then, once the start screen is over, we'll take a look at Windows Store. Windows Store app we will see. And I've not played a lot with the Windows Store app. In fact, I've not played a lot with anything with JAWS. I just, navigated on the start screen, and that's it. So it will be also for me the first time experience to the Windows 8 store with JAWS. And then we will see, let's preview the weather app. Let's see what has in store for us. So we'll set that in motion. We'll see how does the weather app look like with JAWS. And kind of there's a topic floating around here that has anyone tried Office 2013 with JAWS. I will, let's see, not in this podcast, but I'll make a not the preview on Office 2013 with Jaws, that's later. And we will take a look at, we'll take a look at the task manager. Let's see what it has got and how does Jaws behave. Okay then, this is the outline of the podcast. So, I'm going to also compare Windows 8 accessibility in JAWS, between JAWS, Narrator, NVDA and Windows Eyes. I'm not going to show you those, but I'm going to speak to you about them. So, if anyone just wants to see the live demo of how JAWS behaves, you can just skip this talk, but I would really recommend listening to this, especially if you are a non-Windows 8 user and you will want to, you know, move into Windows 8. If you look at Windows 8 with JAWS, now this is comparing screen readers, and I am going to upload this podcast in its entirety, unedited, even on the JAWS list. And because I am going to compare screen readers, because the fact is the fact. You know, there's no point not letting the people know what screen readers do. So I'm going to compare. If you look at Windows 8 with JAWS, it's still in beta. JAWS is in beta, so it's a work in progress. But the first beta has really thrown out a powerful picture. It looks very good, and Windows 8 is looking accessible now. Let's see what comes in beta 2 and then the final release. But the first beta, and apologize me, you will hear my Android phone in the middle squirking up there with a new email notification. So I don't know what will come in the final release, but the first beta has really made it clear that Windows 8 is going to be accessible. How much JAWS works with Windows 8 applications, that we will see in a moment. I have never seen that now, and neither it was shown on the FS cast for August, so we'll take a look. Before JAWS beta, the only two screen readers that give full support to Windows 8, including Narrator, that of course is a native screen reader, so that will of course give support. But I will speak about Narrator in a bit, and I will demo Narrator voice to the non-Windows 8 users. NVDA and Windows Eyes, two screen readers which gave good support to Windows 8, and both are really good. NVDA, in fact, I should say in some aspects outperforms JAWS. That I need to really say. I should say is really responsive on the start screen. JAWS sometimes tends to get a bit slow, and but that being said, it's in beta, so that's going to improve anyway. The Windows Eye screen reader, I have not played a lot with it, but from what I heard in the tutorials, it has also made Windows 8 accessibility a far better picture. But that was the first commercial screen reader supporting Windows 8 before JAWS, before JAWS 14 beta. JAWS 13 also supported Windows 8 kind of okay. The apps weren't accessible, but the start screen was. But JAWS cursor and system tray would not read because of the video intercept driver not being able to install. Okay then, I think that's the end of all the talking that I wanted to do. For this demo, I'm going to use the Nuance Vocalizer. for those of you who are, you know, wouldn't listen to the FS cast or who have not visited the Jaws 14 download page, Nuance Vocalizer is a new vocalizer that, you know, is very responsive, and it's free with the both demo and licensed version of Jaws. You will get it in premium, which is small in size, and the speech rate is okay. But the high premium, excellent voices, but their size are really large. They're about 400 megs and things. And I'm using the high premium. So then, let's get started with the demo. I hope you be able to hear my Jaws, because it is set on my internal speaker here. And let's see if I can position this. Need to get organized here. Okay then, I think from here you'll get to hear Jaws speaking. So the start screen, for those of you who are not Windows 8 users, the start screen is basically like a table. It has many rows and columns, but they are grouped, and I will explain to you what group means in a bit. For those of you who are using Android phone, it's just like the menus in some apps. It's you need to navigate down, right, left, up, in all directions to search what you want. But yes, there is one new addition to this. The search box is gone. You really can't search your applications which you want. That's simply not there. But instead, you can type the applications. I'm going to just show you in a minute. I'm just going to do the remaining talk here. And also the start screen is in, this is really, sometimes gets irritating, you know. It's kind of disorganized here. You will have one icon of the program in one row and the other icon at the end of the table, and in that fashion. So, if you are really good at your application spellings, you can just type it in there, and even if you misspell a bit, but at least 3 to 4 letters of your apps are correct, you should find that in the search results. Okay, then I'm launching the start screen here.
Start screen, mail, expanded, column 1, row 1, 1 of 12.
And this is a Nuance voice. I hope people like it in the demo. I like it a lot. So, mail expanded. Now, what does expanded mean? It will occupy two. To make this demonstration simple, let's just call these cells. So, okay, let's call them columns itself, as they are termed in Microsoft's terminology. This will occupy two columns. The mail tile, these are tiles, not icons. The generation of icons are over now. You will find an icon on your desktop, but they also just do not look like icons now. So you will find mail occupying two tiles. It's expanded because it's big in size. Now the reason why it's big in size is, let's say you have got a new mail. Now I've not used the mail app a lot because I do not use a MSN ID. I don't know if you can configure mail with Gmail, but I have the mail set up on my Android. That's enough. That's going on buzzing all day, so I really don't need another distraction in my work. Distraction in my work. These are two really different words. So the reason why the tile is expanded, because it can accumulate more information in them. Let's say you get a new mail. What will happen is, if you launch the start screen on the tile, it will show you the subject of the message. It will show you the number of unread mails. It will show you the subject of the recent mail, and it may just give you a glimpse of the body of the most recent mail. So And you don't need to launch the app for that. This will be just on your tile live. It will just be start screen mail, new mail from so and so, number of mail so and so. It will be just out on the tile. So you don't need to open the app. Okay, the mail tile is the first one.
Desktop, column 3.
Now it's a desktop, and the reason why it's a desktop is because desktop is gone. The only way you can get to desktop is by going to your, no need to go to your start screen, because as you start your Windows 8 PC, and this is for the non-Windows 8 user, you will land on this screen, which we are at now, the start screen. This is like the launcher on Android or the iPhone home screen or the Mac home screen on the Mac or iPhone respectively. You can get all your apps from here, and desktop is one of the app here. So desktop is currently not going to come up as your default home screen, like as we call it.
Messaging, column 4.
Messaging. This is Microsoft's new approach. Microsoft wants that, like Apple, you know, their desktop and the Windows 8 phone should be in sync. One layout, one theme. The messaging, I think, has to do with something on the phone, or it has to do something with MSN. I didn't currently look at messaging, so I don't know what it's for. Let's go right. I'm going right now. I'm not going down. I'm on the first row, and I'm going right.
Internet Explorer, column 5.
Internet Explorer is the next tab, which is now in Windows 8, at least in the RTM. I think finally this may change, but in the RTM you will get two versions of Windows Internet Explorer. One is the Metro. Metro meaning it's a bit, you know, it's good. It's better than the desktop version, and luckily you don't need to search for Flash players anymore, because Windows 8 comes pre-installed with Adobe Flash Player. You need to update it, but you don't need to search it. And if anyone wants me to do that, I will show you how to update the Flash Player here also. It won't, it will install automatically, but if you can't, then you need to do it manually.
Store, column 6.
Store, this is what we are going to look at in a minute, but first we need to, I'll show you the apps here. Store is the Windows Store, like the the iPod Store or the Google Play Store for Android or the Nokia App Store. This is that. You can launch apps, you can buy apps from many categories here. And I've taken a look with JAWS before, JAWS 13 that was, and this was really inaccessible to the height. NVDA, of course, from 2012.0, I think 2012.1, I think, supported the store, but not as well. But 2012.2 came, and that really made the store accessible to anything, to the limit, I should say.
Bing expanded, column 1, row 1, 1 of 8.
Now you heard the click sound, and you heard JAWS saying, let me just show you the click.
Store, column 6, row 1, 9 of 12.
Okay. You heard the click. This is a store icon, and alert to what JAWS said, column 6, row 1, okay. And now I'm going right again.
Bing, trending, American Idol, NHL lockout, Kate Middleton scandal, Jay Cutler, Ellis Island Immigration Museum in New York Harbor, New Jersey left paren copyright Clarence Holmes / H. Fatostock / Superstock right paren image expanded, column 1, row 1, 1 of 8.
Okay, and that was the example of live tiles. The store, I went first, then moved right, you heard the click, and then it said Bing. It gave the Kate Middleton scam and some news, and it told you column 1, row 1, means this is the second group of the start screen. This is called live tiles. This is what is going to happen when you set up apps on the Windows 8. Let's say you set up news, or let's say you set up whether, let's say you set up those, you are going to get those stories out of your tile. Means it'll be on the tile, but you don't need to launch Bing. I didn't launch it, I just went to the tile. I'm just going to show you again what live tile means.
Sports, fuck.
Okay, now I'm going to Bing.
Bing, trending, American Idol, NHL lockout, Kate Middleton scandal, Jay Cutler, Ellis Island Immigration Museum in New York Harbor, New Jersey left paren copyright Clarence Holmes / A.
Okay, this is some stock news now. So you can see the live tiles. I didn't launch Bing. It was just on the tile. So moving further right then, I'm going to go to sports.
Sports, foxsports.com-athletics-tigers preview, expanded, column 3.
Now again here, foxsports.com, athletics, tigers, preview, something. It gave a news. So these are live tiles, and these tiles will keep updating every time something new happens.
FS Reader, column 1, row 1,
now,
2.
Again, you heard the click. That's because both the tiles were expanded, and so we are now in the third group, and which then the third group is desktop apps. Now here you will kind of see the start screen being disorganized. Okay, you have FS Reader. This is the first icon in the FS Reader sub menu, which you will get on Windows 7 and things.
OsLogix boost speed, column 2.
Now from F it came to A and gave you OsLogix boost speed. We are in the third group.
OsLogix rescue center, column 1.
And we are in the fourth group, and it brought us to OsLogix rescue center.
C cleaner, column 1, row 1, 1 of 14.
It gave you C cleaner.
Mozilla Firefox, column 2.
Firefox.
Internet Download Manager, column 3.
Internet Download Manager.
High Score Setup, column 4.
High Score Setup, which is a part of GMA Games.
About QuickTime, column 5.
QuickTime.
Picture Viewer, column 6. Gold Wave Setup, column 1, row 1. What? Gold Wave, column 2. Launch Skype Talking, column 3. Quick Heal and Time Malware, column 4. Enable India Spelling Tool, column 5. Recuba, column 6. Microsoft Clip Organizer, column 1, row 1, 1 of 17. Microsoft Excel 2010, column 2. Microsoft Office 2010 Language Preferences, column 3.
You will only see the Microsoft programs in a bit organized fashion. They may be under one or two groups, but they're next to each other. They are in an organized fashion. But the rest are pretty disorganized. I'm going to show you that. You saw FS Reader, I think, it was the third group, first icon. And now I think we are in the fifth or sixth group.
Microsoft Office 2010.
And if you go to the Windows 7 FS Reader submenu under Programs, the second or third icon, I think the second one would be Uninstalled FS Reader. And we'll find where Uninstalled FS Reader lies.
Microsoft Word 2010, column 4, JAWS 14, column 6.
Okay, we are at the end of our start screen. The first row has ended. In fact, the first, I should not call this row because they are different groups. I should call the first vertical, the top line of the start screen has ended. Now, we'll go down one line, we'll go to the next line.
AVD Manager, row 2.
AVD
Manager, column 5, row, uninstall AVD
Okay, this is the row 2.
Uninstall FS Reader 2.0, column 5.
This is what I call disorganized. You found FS Reader as the first icon in the third group, and now you find uninstall FS Reader on the second last icon in row 2. Really, this is really I really find this disorganized. But anyway, there's a trick that you can find the applications too. Now let me go to the end of my start screen
and SDK manager.
Okay, we are on the last row, that is I think row 3, and the last application. Let's see if we want to find what do we find? Okay. Let's say if you want to find sound reader, sound recorder. We did not see sound recorder on the first row. Second row I showed you a bit. If I show you the entire start screen, it'll be a 3-4 hour podcast. So I didn't show you the second row full, but I'm on the bottom row, and let's find sound recorder. What you need to do now, these all is for the non-Windows 8 users, so you can skip through this. The Windows 8 users can skip this part. The non-Windows 8 user, if you are moving to Windows 8, then you better listen to this, otherwise you're going to really end up navigating around the entire table. And sometimes this happened to me. I navigated around the whole start screen and sometime not finding the app, and the second time I navigated, the app was in the first column of the second row, and I really shot over that. So how do we find an app on start screen? Since there is no search box, there's nothing, what do we do? Simple. From anywhere on your start screen, anywhere, you can be at the bottom, you can be at the top, you can be in the middle, you just start typing. So as I typed SO, I got sound recorder.
Tab, search apps list.
Okay, shift now tab, how do we box. We are at the search box now, which opened up after typing something, which opens up when you type, let's say, some letter of the app. Now to get to the app, what you need to do is just tab.
Tab, search apps list box, apps, 4 results, 1 of 17.
Okay, now you are in the category pane. You can either search for apps.
Settings, 55 results.
Now settings you can search for, which has 55 results.
Files, 18 results.
You can search for files, which has currently 18 results.
Bing.
Finance.
Games.
Okay.
Mail. Maps. Music. News. People. Photos. Sports. Store. Travel. Video. Weather.
Now, let's zap right up.
Apps. What about results? Okay.
Apps, 4 results. Let's see what's there in.
Tab. Sound recorder. 1 of 4. Apple software update. Software Informer. Uninstall Software Informer.
Okay. That's because I pressed SO here. So I got Software Informer and things. If I press SOUND, I would get Sound Recorder. So this is how you can search. You can search almost everything from here. You can search your files and folders on the start screen. If you type your file name, you'll get that. You can search on Bing. You can search on Finance. In fact, the beauty of Metro UI is that all apps on your PC are interconnected. You can share something on Bing and that will appear on let's say Finance. You can share it with Finance. Let's say you're on an internet browser and you want to share some link. You can share it and open up mail then and there. No need to copy, no need to open mail, compose mail, write it in there and send. There's nothing. Just share and the mail app will open, if you have configured it, that is. If you have no mail ID in the mail app and things, then nothing will happen. But if you have it, then the mail app will open and you can just add a message there and send it. The link will be there, but just add a message there and send it. Okay then, this is what I want to show you in the start screen. Okay then, let's clear this out.
Escape. Windows D. Sound recorder. Windows D. Desktop. Folder okay. View list view.
We can still get to the desktop by pressing Windows D.
People. Expanded. Mail. Desktop.
I'm going to go to store.
Store. Column 6.
And this is the first time I'm playing with JAWS, so there may be a bit of, there may be something different here. I'll press enter on store.
Enter. Store.
Here we are. Store is opened. Now, since I've never ever loaded store, it'll take some time to refresh the apps list and things. So we need to just wait for a sec, maybe. Let's see. On my way to the podcast number part number 3 of this, I found a bug with JAWS again. One more bug. JAWS is not compatible with the hybrid boot of Windows 8, especially if you are using demo. When you, the demo expires and you shut down your computer and restart your computer, sometimes, not sometimes, when you shut it down completely and then you start it up and you activate JAWS, JAWS will say 40 minute mode expired, because Windows uses what's called a hybrid boot. Now, for the non-Windows 8 users, hybrid boot is something which is Windows 8 will not shut down your computer completely, as in it will shut down, it won't take any battery power from your computer. If you're using a laptop, it won't take any battery power. If you're using a desktop, well, after shutting down your computer, you can power it off completely, no problems. But it does keep some software or some, I don't know what does it do, it kind of be ready to start whenever you start it. That's why the Windows 8 PC boots faster. It's always ready to start. Unlike Windows 7, it'll do a cold boot, and this one always ready to start. Now, for this part of the podcast, if you hear a banging or a throbbing sound, please apologize, because my neighbors are having some breaking work or some tiling work going on there, and I do not have any control over that. I'm just hoping that my mic does not catch that sound, but of course I think it will. So what I did is I restarted my computer. I didn't shut down my computer, I simply restarted it, so that does not let the demo expire. It restarts JAWS and the demo starts, and it'll expire in about 30-35 minutes now. So here we go. I'm going to store again.
Start screen. Desk.
I hope it starts up on me.
Store. Column. Enter. Store.
Okay then. The store is up. And let's hope it starts up. Let's tab around here.
Tab.
Tab. I'll.
Blank.
I will let this do its thing.
Tab.
Here. It must be refreshing itself. So I'll let that happen, because I've never loaded store up. I'm loading this up for the first time, just to let you know what happens when you load the store for the first time. Nothing much happens, but let's see. I think it's done.
Tab.
All tab, come
sound
on.
Drink, all tab, desk, all tab, store, 0%.
Okay, it's doing something up
scrolling
here.
Scrolling container list view, connect the dots, organize your social networks, 1 of 82.
Okay, well, we are up here. Now, from what I can guess, it says scrolling container list view. I think we are in the category of apps. Well, how do
Closing.
I scroll this?
Okay. Cha-cha price. Connect the dots, organize your social networks.
Connect the dots, organize your social networks.
Cha-cha price, colon, free waiting, colon, 4.3, accessibility, colon, no.
This is really poor. Not accessible? Okay. Okay. I get it now.
Connect the dots, spotlight.
Spotlight.
Link spotlight. Link spotlight. S.
Okay.
Link spotlight. Link spotlight.
We've gone out of the container
tab,
here.
Spotlight. Tab. Scrolling container list view, connect the
Okay. Now what you need to do is, the first one is connect the dots. We need to
What's
move.
A dubstep? How about flamenco? Connect the dots, organize.
Okay. Connect the dots is the first app in the store.
Cozy price colon $1.49 rating colon 4.3 accessibility colon no.
Okay, Cozy is the next app. The price is $1.49.
cha-cha price colon free waiting colon 4.3 accessibility colon no.
I don't know what's the cha-cha or something, I think it said. This is the third app, so now we're in the list of apps. And I do not want to install the apps because the accessibility is no. Now, I don't know what accessibility is it, the accessibility screen readers or what. It's no. So, unless I find some app which is fairly accessible, I can show you how
what's
to install.
How about flamenco?
Okay.
Fun with words, great word games.
Fun with words, great word game. Let's see the review. Now, to see the review, you need to arrow down.
Shuriken Ninja Price colon free waiting colon 3.9 accessibility.
Okay.
Escapa Price colon free waiting colon 3.6 accessibility colon no.
There are about 82 apps in the store. I think these are the most popular apps. There may be more apps. Let's take a look at the store window here. I'm not going to install anything, unfortunately, because accessibility is no. What accessibility are they talking about? I don't know. I major guess that it is a screen reader accessibility because most of them are games. So I think Connect the Dots are application is an application, but Ninja 3 and the others are games. So I'm going to tab now.
Tab Spotlight.
There's something called Spotlight. I don't know what that is.
Tab Spotlight. Tab scrolling containerless view joining hands price colon $2.99 rating colon 4.3 accessibility colon no 12 of 82. Tab spotlight.
Okay.
Link spotlight.
Now this is really rare. There are two things happening here. One is the list of apps, and one is link spotlight. I don't know what the link spotlight will do. Let's check if this app has menus, but I don't think it will. No, it does not. It's a full screen app, so let's click on the Spotlight app and see what we get here. I think it'll open up a page. I don't
Enter.
Know what will it do.
Document.
Now it's opening up a document.
Scrolling containerless view image colon Rowie 1 of 4. Connect with friends faster and easier.
Okay.
Image colon flip toast.
Flip toast.
Image colon Wingram.
Okay.
Image colon higher top.
I really don't know what this is.
Tab backlist box item 1 of 4. Image colon flip toast list box item graphic flip toast list box item 3 list box item social image colon Wingram list box item graphic Wingram list box item 4.3 list box item photo $1.49 list box item 3
okay.
Of 4.
Seems like this is another category not all in it said because there are just 4 apps here.
Tab scrolling containerless view image colon Wingram tab backlist tab up tab scroll shift tab updates left paren 7 right paren list box item 3 of 4.
Okay, there are updates here and
image colon flip to split image colon Wingram list box item graphic tab scroll tab backlist tab updates left paren 7 right paren link.
Let's click on the updates link and see what we have there. The store app really, I think JAWS has to improve it, or I think the store app has changed from what was in the consumer preview because it's a bit, now it's a bit, you know, less categorized. At least in the consumer preview there was like games, there was apps, there was free, there was paid, there was top apps, and in the apps there were subcategories. That time it was a bit systematic, but now it's I find it disorganized. Let's click on updates and see what we have.
Enter. Document app updates.
Okay. Document app updates.
Scrolling containerless view image.
And if any app requires updates, we'll install that, and I will show you how to install an app there.
Image colon travel.
Okay, travel is an update.
Image colon games.
Games. I'm not going to update games. I'm not going to update any of these apps per se, but let me just do it for demonstration purposes. Let's
image
see what
colon
we have.
Travel.
If you have Bing update, I'm going to update that then.
Image colon sports.
Oh, okay.
Image colon finance. Image colon maps.
Maps.
Image colon weather.
Weather? Okay, weather is an update.
Image colon maps.
Maps, I'm not going to use maps. My computer doesn't have a GPS, so...
Image:finance.
I'm not going to use finance either.
Image:sports. Image:travel. Image:games.
Okay, let's update the sports app here.
Image:sports. Enter Image:sports.
Let's see what we have here.
Tab, menu, select all to move through at... Tab, clear, C, tab, install, I.
Okay, now what you need to do is, you... basically, Jaws does not report this well, but from what I can see, the menu, select all, I think these are check marks. So I've checked sports, and let's see if I check all what happens.
Select all, shift tab, leaving menus, scrolling container list view.
Okay, sports is checked.
Travel, image colon game.
I'll check games.
Space, image colon, image space, image colon trap, image colon sports.
Sports already checked.
Image colon finance, space, image colon, image colon maps, space, image colon weather.
I'm not going to update all, but I'm just going to check to see what comes up on screen. Okay, now I'm going to tab.
Tab, menu, select all to move through okay, items, press up or still, down, tab, leaving menus.
I'll select all, so I'm going to de-check it, just to make sure that the things don't install.
Space, selected, image colon travel.
Okay, now it's doing its
image
thing.
Image colon games, space, image colon games, space, selected.
Okay, now the games are checked, I don't want to check that.
Space, image colon travel. Space, image colon travel.
It's unchecked.
Image colon sports, space, selected. Image,
okay.
Image colon finance, space, selected. Image colon space.
I
image
don't
colon
want
maps,
this.
Space, selected. It's space. Image colon weather, space, selected. Image colon weather, space. Image colon sports.
I'm just going to select sports
space.
Again.
Image colon sports, space, selected.
Okay. These are check marks actually. I really don't know what's on screen now, but from what I can tell, I think these are check marks.
Tab, menu,
okay,
select all.
I'm not going to select all.
Items, press up or down arrow, S.
I'm not going to select all. Let's see what we have. We have two of two items. No, we have no
shift
way
tab,
to
leaving
the
tab,
move
menu, select all
in the
to
menu.
Move
let's click on install here.
Tab, clear, C. Tab, install, I, enter, leaving menus, scrolling container list view image colon sports, 3 of 7. Installing apps, document. Tab, back button, tab, sports downloading left paren 80% complete right paren button.
Okay, it's downloading. Wow, this is the height of accessibility. Okay, it's showing a button, it's showing downloading sports 80% completed.
Tab, back button.
And it's showing back, we don't want to go back.
Tab, updates left paren 5 right paren button.
Okay, it's unfortunately downloaded 2 updates, let it be anyway.
Tab, back button. Tab, updates left paren
okay.
5 right paren button.
We have got sports up to date now, so that's good. This is the way you would install apps, this is the way you would update apps. To install apps, what you need to do is, if the app is free, just click on the app and it will give you install button. If the app is paid, you need to click on the app from the container that I showed you just now, and then it will give you the button, which is price $1.40 or whatever the price is, and then you just need to click on that dollar that button, and then if you have not currently set your you need to have a Microsoft Store account. You can install free apps without having a Microsoft account, but if you want to install pay apps, I think I have not installed pay apps, so I don't much know, but Microsoft recommends having a Microsoft account when you set up Windows 8, so that you know, you require a Microsoft account. So the sports demonstration is the store demonstration is over. Wow, what a demonstration we had. This is fabulous. They have really improved accessibility, and this is the way we install apps. It at the start looks like the stories become a bit non-systematic, and yes it is, but it has also improved in some aspects. Okay then, the way to close these apps is really just quit them, Alt F4.
Start screen, mail, expand.
And you think they are closed, but they are not. They are still on your RAM, but they are frozen, so they'll take less space.